freakiest. So first of all, is there anyone here today on behalf of Mr. Haynes? I don't believe so. Ms. Marfisi, good morning to you.
Additionally, in the supplemental transcript and the have the trial record. It shows that the defendant himself filed pro se motions to depose the victim, which she withdrew on the record, and the district court questioned not only his attorney, but him personally, as to whether it was his desire to withdraw that before entering his plea. And he stated that he did no longer wish to depose the victim. So it's clear that he had input into his counsel's decision not to depose this victim. It wasn't
true. How was it clear that he had input?
Because the district court asked him directly, this is a pro se motion, your attorney says that he wants to withdraw means not depose the victim. Is that the case? He said, yes, I want to withdraw that motion to depose the victim. And so I think that that goes toward whether or not it's ineffective for the attorney to decide to proceed to a plea without deposing the victim, because the defendant represents in this record that he did not wish to go forward with deposing the victim.
So you're saying the record affirmatively refutes the substance of the allegation?
Yes, Your Honor. Does that answer your question, Your Honor?
Thank you.
Thank you. I'd ask this court to affirm the judgment and the judgment of the district court.
Thank you very much. That concludes arguments for the day. The court is adjourned and you are excused.